You've worked with Grammy Award winners and you have this album out. I mean, what is your day-to-day life like? You're not the average 16-year-old at all.
Actually, I'm 18. I've been finding a lot that people keep thinking I'm 16. But that's okay. What I do a lot of times, I end up playing a lot of shows, but I also teach guitar. Mm-hmm. So I end up dividing my time between those two things. Like right now I have 17 students that I've been working with. But,
where your heart is, how did that all start? How did you say to yourself one day, how did you go from, you know, somebody that's helped out musicians and you know, taught to, like, you know what, I'm going to put an album out. When did that come out?
You know, I started writing when I was about 9 years old, but I don't think until maybe, like, the past 2 years, I started really getting serious about the writing aspect of it, because I've always just been, you know, a working guitarist. But I think the past 2 years for me also, I've been going through like a lot more personal stuff and like relationship kind of things. And that's kind of where the inspiration started for me. And I just ended up writing a lot of songs, even more than I ended up putting out. For the album itself, I think we had maybe 30 or 40 songs to pick from just for that album. But yeah, the past 2 years maybe is where my songwriting really started picking up.
Okay. Where your heart is, I mean, you couldn't get a much better title than that for the album. I mean, they're all the songs, I mean, they're not mushy, but they're inspired by love. I mean, is that something that's on your mind a lot? Are you thinking about stuff like that?
It is, you know. The funny thing about this album is it's based off of just, you know, a relationship with one person. I mean, most of the songs I've written are just focused on maybe two people at the most, and I mean, love's a really important thing to me, and it's, you know, a really big part of, you know, where I draw inspiration. But it's weird because the songs seem a lot more, I guess, grown-up content than how old I am. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm really serious when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Okay, I want to ask you specifically about Warrior, because I'll never forget the day I'm walking out of the house going to work, and it's pouring out. And I'm saying to myself, you know what, let me listen to something like a little different. So then I just like scroll through, and I had just gotten the album like 2 days prior, and I put on Warrior just because I'm like, oh, Warrior, you know, sounds like a pretty cool name for a song. And it's like pouring out, and I'm like, oh my God, this song can totally be like in a movie, like a romance comedy or just like a Nicholas Sparks film or something like that.
Yeah.
Tell me about the creative process behind the song. I love it. I've listened to it like easily over 100 times. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, that one, you know, a lot of times I end up writing songs in really weird times. Like I could be right before I have a student coming and I just get random ideas, or I could even be in like the shower writing songs. But that one, it's probably one of the only happy songs I've probably written. That was like a really good time in my relationship before it completely, you know, derailed and fell apart. And I want that to be the kind of song that's kind of more inspiring and like kind of uplifts you as opposed to the other ones that kind of maybe make you cry. But yeah, that's like a really happy, you know, inspiring kind of song for me, I think. And it's one of my favorites to play too, because I get to have a lot of lead guitar on a lot of that song.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, you've obviously written all the lyrics, but you've written all the music as well.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I like having a lot of my music as really guitar-based, because mm-hmm. I feel like, even though people see me more as a singer-songwriter kind of thing, I would see myself as a guitar player first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a really important thing in my writing.
I think the beginning of that song, before I even hear your voice, when I hear that little guitar intro in the beginning, I'm like, yeah, I want to listen. I want to listen to the rest of this.
That's awesome.
So as far as your voice is different. You know, it sounds different from everyone else. It's like, yeah, you're 16, your body is still growing, but it feels like, you know, like you're still growing into your voice. What have people said about your voice? What do you think about your voice?
You know, it's funny. As far as singing goes, I kind of started out with more classical training where I'd be doing, like, opera, which is kind of, you know, bizarre for somebody when they're, like, 9 or 10 and they're singing, like, in Italian and everything. But I think as time went on, you know, I started listening to, you know, more Beatles and even, like, things like Green Day, which is like not even like how I write at all. Mm-hmm. But a really big influence for me is like John Mayer and Regina Spektor. I think that's
nice.
Kind of what formed my voice into what it is now, which isn't the typical, you know, kind of. I know a lot of people can have nasally voices or whatever, but I have like a lot of, I think, jazz influence too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I play so much jazz music that I think that kind of forms my voice too.
All right, so you mentioned Regina Spektor and John Mayer and the Beatles. Who else do you listen to? Who else do you dig?
I listen to like a lot of different stuff. I'm huge on the 80s, which is kind of funny because I wasn't even born yet in the 80s. but also, I listen to like a lot of guitar music, like Peter Yvonne or Jeff Beck or also Clapton and Hendrix. And that's a lot of my listening, actually, is more guitar playing.
Okay, this is going to be an embarrassing one, though. So tell us what you listen to that you wouldn't like people to know, like some of those guilty pleasure songs.
Oh my gosh, you know what's funny? I really like Hanson, which I know I would get busted on so bad for, but I love Hanson.
That's okay. I'm gonna go on the record with you saying that I love Hanson too. So it's no big deal.
Oh, good, and they're still around, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're super catchy, you know?
I know.
You probably weren't even born yet, like, when Mbop came out.
I think I was, like, super little. I don't know. I just remember having the album and being like, Mbop all the time.
So where do you see yourself in, you know, by the time you're able to drink in 5 years? I mean, well, yeah. Yeah, 5 years, right? Yeah, the drinking age is 21, isn't it? Or is it 18? I'm not sure.
it's 21, and I'm actually 18 right now, so not too far.
Okay.
But I'm not... I don't know. I just see myself, you know, trying to go as far in this industry as I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really hard thing, you know, because people always try to bring you down and, you know, make you feel bad about yourself or, you know, your image or your music's not commercial enough. But, I mean, I just want to play as much as possible and just, you know, tour and spread my music around. You know, that's what I love
mm-hmm.
to do.
So if you could play with anybody right now, if you can go on tour and be, like, you know, a lead guitarist or backup singer or even, like, you know, open up for somebody, who do you think it would be and why?
Oh, my gosh. John Mayer, probably, which is so sad right now because he has that throat problem,
mm-hmm.
which he's not going to sing for, like, a year. But that would be, like, my ultimate thing, I think, because I think that I draw the most inspiration from his music, not only, like, the guitar playing, but, you know, his singing and songwriting, too.
Mm-hmm. See, in the press release, it's like they were kind of like comparing you to like Fiona Apple and Avril Lavigne, and then after listening to you, I absolutely like I thought more of like, you know, of a John Mayer, or like you're gonna probably go crazy when I say this, but maybe like a little bit of a Tom Petty, you know, just somebody that that's a strong guitarist and you know, is a good singer. I mean, how do you feel about, like, comparisons to, like, Fiona Apple and Avril Lavigne, just because, you know, you're a teenager that, you know, sings about love?
Yeah, I mean, I really like Fiona Apple, actually. That's a favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool, you know, being compared to girls, you know, but I feel like I'm more like male artists, which is kind of hard for people to see sometimes, because I don't really think I have to compare you to a girl. But I think both of them are really cool. But I like the drummer and Tom Petty. Oh, man. Like, I love Tom Petty so much.
That's, like, one of my favorite, like, karaoke, like, artists. Like,
yeah.
Whenever I go to, like, a karaoke bar, I have to do Tom Petty. He's, like, he's
a
the man.
A couple months ago, my band did a gig and we covered American Girl, and that was so cool.
That's, like, my favorite Tom Petty song, too, so.
Very man.
So let's see, like, the next year or so, I mean, you're basically going to be promoting this this album. Are you going to be touring? Can people, you know, where can people find out more about you?
I'm hoping to be touring. I'm really lucky to have such a great team of people working with me. And they're just so supportive and fantastic. But I would love to be playing out more. The only thing I have coming up right now that I know is I'm playing at the Bitter End in New York. It's coming up, I think, on the 18th, but I'm hoping that we're going to have a lot more shows and get to tour a bit, so we'll see.
What are your live shows like? You know, do you play more than just the songs on the album? Like, take us through that.
Well, the funny thing was with me, actually, I probably have over 150, maybe 200 songs, so we play like all original stuff usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I like always having my band. I know, you know, sometimes it's easier to just play solo gigs, but I mean, I just love being able to play off them and, you know, do my lead guitar stuff. And but yeah, sometimes we do covers, like we do some down there stuff and Tom Petty. But yeah, live shows are always really fun, and I just love seeing the reaction of people when we play.
You've also got like a little bit of Don Henley in you too, because you play the drums.
That's awesome.
So
I love him too. Oh my gosh.
So it's like you started playing drums at 5, right? And then, you know, you play the clarinet and you play the guitar, and so it's like, do you do any of those things when you play your gigs? Do you like say, all right, hold on a second, like take the guitar, throw it somewhere, and then just hop on the drums and start playing like Hotel California or something?
That would be totally cool. I feel like, you know, my bandmates are so much more qualified on them than I am. So I usually stick to the guitar. I occasionally play piano on, like, my recordings and things. I've been writing on piano a bit lately, too. But usually I just stick to guitar and singing because that's where I'm most comfortable.
Okay, is there...
My bandmates do the other stuff.
Is there anything else that you want to say about your music? Or let's just say somebody, I'm gonna give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say you're in like a music store and you see somebody's got a copy of Where Your Heart Is in their hand, and they're kind of like, you know, you've been there before, you've got the album in your hand, you're like, do I bring it home? Do I buy it? And you're like, and you could grab that person, you could tell them, like, take that album home. How would you sell it to them? How would you tell them, like, this is the album they have to listen to?
I would just tell them, you know, that album really came from the heart, and I think it's something that, you know, everybody can relate to, whether you're, you know, a kid in elementary school and you have your first crush and you're going through that, or, you know, you're older and you're going through a divorce or anything. I mean, it's something I feel like a really wide variety of people can relate to, and I think that's something people need to own and listen to.